paragraph Aleph now. V'zeh b'chinas isur stam yeinom. With this we could understand why wine of a goy is forbidden, even stam yeinom, even if we wine that we don't know that it was used for something bad or it's unkosher in any way. Shehu yayin shenoga boy akum. This refers to wine that was even touched by a goy. Ki yayin digdusha govoya moid. Because wine in a kosher manner, wine that's used for holiness, for mitzvah, is on a very high level. Kihu misameach elokim vanoshim. Wine brings joy to Hashem and to people, to human beings. K'moshem Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says. The Gemara says, im anoshim misameach elokim b'ma misameach. Okay, I understand that wine can bring joy, happiness to people. But how does it bring joy to Hashem? The Gemara says, "Mikan she'enoyim rim shira el alayayin." From here we learn out that in order to praise Hashem, shira, to sing hallel, to sing praise of Hashem, we do it only over wine. Achayayin tzorich shmira gedoyla beyoyser mipegam achiza soakum. However, wine requires the greatest protection from being harmed in any way by the Akum, by the four Avodah Zorah, non-Jews latching onto it, drawing from it. Kize yodua, because this is known, She Yisrael Achidon Biyamina, that the Jewish people are connected to the right side. The Akum Bismola, the other nations, the idol worshippers, they are plugged into the left side. The main connection of the Jewish people is to the right. Connected to, tied into Avraham Avinu, who is Isha Chesed. This is the 248 positive commandments of the Torah. Avol me'averois haboim me'hadomim horoim hanechas b'shesagidim, whereas from the sins that come from the bad blood that's associated with the 365 tendons in the body, rechoikim Yisroel Agamri. Jews by nature are very far from that. They're very far from sin. A Jew naturally should find it extremely foreign to do a sin or to have any association with sin. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran Tanina Torah Zayin, She Yisrael b'sharoshon rechoikim me'averois legamri, that the Jewish people in their place of origin, where they come from, is very, very far from sin. Chas v'shalom. Avul ha'akum, whereas the non-Jews, achizosun b'smoil, their connection is on the left side. Hainu behora hanechaz b'smoil. They're connected to the evil that's attached to the left. Shehu b'chinas hadam shebecholol ha'smoil shebelev. An example of this is the blood in the left ventricle of the heart, the blood in the left side of the heart, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Torah Vav and Likutei Moran and in several other places. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Lev chacham liyaminoi, lev ksil lesmoiloi." An intelligent person favors the right side of his heart. A fool favors the left side, because again, the Yetzer Toiv is on the right, the Yetzer Hara is on the left side. So that's this blood in the left side of the heart. There's a famous quote that Rabbeinu Zal said to one of his greatest Talmidim. I think it was Reb Shmuel Isaac Zal. Rabbeinu Zal once took him around, like he put his hand around him, and he said to him, for a little bit of blood, a little bit of bad blood in the left side of your heart, you're prepared to forfeit your whole Olam Haba? Just because of that little bit of junky blood in the left side of your heart, you're prepared to give away your Olam Haba? He said to him, get rid of it. Talk it out. Talk it out with Hashem. Fight, get rid of that bad blood in the left side of the heart. That's referring to the Sitra Achra, the Soton, the Yetzer Hara. There's a pasuk, Ki Yetzer Machshevois Libom Rak Ra Kol Hayom. The Yetzer Hara in the lave, in the heart. Shemisho Machizas Hara. That's where the bad is attached. Shehu B'chinas Hara Hanechaz Bahadomim Shebeshesagidim. This also refers to the evil that's attached to the blood that flows through this 365 tendons. שמישו נמשוכם כל האווירויס של כל העברים על השסה לא יססך השם. That's where all the sins of those who violate the 365 negative commandments come from, חס ושלום. Comes from that bad blood. ומשום עיקר אחיזה סועקום. And that's the place where the non-Jews are plugged in. Ki heim mi sitra de Esav, because they originate from Esav, they come from the side of Esav, hu edoim, he is red, shehu admoini al shem toikev hadamim horoim shel hashasagidim. He's red, corresponding to the reddish, the real red blood that flows through those 365 tendons. Shemishom achizosoi umishom achizas kol ha'akam aklonboi. That's where Esav is plugged in, and that's where all the nations of the Goyim that are plugged into him, that's where they draw from. V'alkein Yisroel be'emes heim rochikim legamri me'oy ovim kanal. And it's for this reason that the Jews, in reality, are very far from sin. Sin is a foreign object to them. Ach kol ho'avoyin shel Yisroel chas v'shalom nimshach rak mi'achiza so'akum. So then how is it that unfortunately, rachmona litzlan, there are many Jews that are involved in sin? The answer is, it's from their connection to the non-Jews. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, the famous Pasuk, Vayisorvu bagoyim, Vayilmedu mimaaseihem. The Jews mixed with the other nations, they went into exile, and they learned from their deeds. Ki Yisroel achuzim biyamin, bebechinas ramach mitzvah aseh, shimbechinas yamin. The Jews are plugged into the right side, the 248 mitzvah aseh, which is the right. Ki Moshe shehu hadas, melubo shetzlam b'chol eiver v'eiver. Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents das, is cloaked in every single organ of the body of every Jew. Umazkir kol eiver hamitzvah shaychelov. And Moshe Rabbeinu reminds, it's always reminding each eiver of the mitzvah that's associated with it. Umishom ikar chiyus Yisroel, and that's where the Jewish people draw their spiritual energy from. Ki ikar chiyus mehadas, because the main chiyus comes from das. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, hachochma techaya. Chochma is what gives life. Umeaveirois heim rechoikim legamri, whereas from sin, the Jewish people by nature are very far from it. Ki ein ze chelkom klal, because that is not our portion. That's not our place. V'hoyoroi sheYisrael yasu mitzvois tomid v'leyas averis klal kanal. Therefore, it should be only natural for Jews to be doing mitzvahs constantly and not to do any sins at all. Ach af al pi she Moshe melubash v'chol eiver umazkir umazir es kol eiver hamitzvah shaychei lov. However, despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is cloaked in every single organ of the body and reminds every organ of the mitzvah, afal pikein bevadai adayin tzorech lahashir koyach habechira l'odom. Still, even Moshe Rabbeinu can't take away the person's free choice. He can remind you, but he can't do it in a way that's going to block you, that's going to stop you from having that free choice. Ki ikar habriya hoisa b'shvil sheyeh l'hodom b'chira. Because the main reason for creation was so that man, there should be human beings in the world who have free choice. Hainu, which means, kishe'odom roitze lohoitzi mikoyach alapoy alasa, he says a mitzvah, idover shebikdusha, kemoyshe mazhir moyshe b'choleis. When a Jew wants to go ahead and produce a mitzvah, take a mitzvah from theory into action, make it happen, or any dover shebikdusha, even if it's not a mitzvah, the way Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him all the time, azai tekev kisheroi selasis hamitzvah loitz mikoyach lapoyal, azai misoirin hamenias vahizgarus hanimshochin mehora shebadomim shebishsagidim. Then as soon as the person wants to make that mitzvah happen, the other side wakes up. The bad blood, the blood that's in the 365 tendons, wakes up and activates all kinds of obstacles, menias, and opposition to block the person from doing the mitzvah. Shemishom achiza swakum. That's where the sitra achra is tied in. That's where the non-Jews are plugged in. Ki I efsher lasois shum dovor ulhoitzioi mikoyach elapoyal. Kiim al yedei machshavo dibur umaisa. This is something we mentioned a few pages back, if you recall, when we had a very long halacha that was based on Torah Samach Vav and Likut Imran about being moitzi mikoyach al apoyal. And we said that the Zohar HaKadosh establishes a very important rule that in this world it is impossible to make anything happen without it going through three stages: Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa. Thought, person has to first think of the item, then there's got to be some words spoken about it, and then the actual Maisa, action. Now, in thought, in theory, every Jew wants to do every mitzvah in the Torah. Ki Moshe Melubosh Etzlam, because Moshe Rabbeinu is inside of each and every one of us, and he's constantly reminding us and trying to inspire us and motivate us to do good things, to do mitzvahs. Aval kesheboim la'asos hadavar shebekdusha, but when the person's about to do it, azai behechrech sheyavar derech hadibur, then it's got to go from machshava, it's got to go to dibur, ad sheyavoy lidei maisa, and then eventually come out in the actual action of the mitzvah. Ki kol hadvorim tzrichim lavor bebchinas machshava dibur maisa kodim sheyotzim mikoyach lapoyel ki mavur mize b'mokom achar ba'toyra v'hino pishnayim b'simen samach vav ein shom. Everything must pass through these three stages, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Samach Vav, like I just said. V'yazayin kishebo hadovor lebechinas dibur. Then, when the thing that the person wants to do, when it enters into the phase of dibur, v'ikar hadibur nimshach migvurois, and we know that dibur comes from gvura, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran, chapter 38. And also Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the pasuk in Ashrei, bebechinas ugvurascha yedaberu, your gvura will speak. So we know dibur comes from gvura. Bechinas, as we have a pasuk in Tilim that says, cham libi bekirbi, my heart gets fired up inside of me, behagigi tivaresh, when I think, a fire goat burns, dibarti belishoni, and I express it in my words. I speak it out, my tongue gives it forth in speech. So we see that dibur is coming from chamimus, from gvurais. Alkein oz misoyrim hashivim akum hanechas barash v'dom shubisagidim v'omlim kenegdoi lekatreg v'lemnoye similas ezov shubikdusha. Now that the person is going into their territory, for dibur, the person has to go to the left side, to gvura. The minute he crosses over to that left side, boom, that left side rises up and says, hey, what is this guy trying to do? He's trying to do a mitzvah. Let's see if we can block him. The ra of the shesagidim, of the third 365 tendons, that blood tries to come and block him. Not only do they want to block him from doing any mitzvah, so dvorim shebikdusha, they want to actually tease him and incite him to do sins. But through the activation of the blood, which is the source of the Yetzirah and all the evil desires. It comes from that bad blood inside of the person. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in a few different chapters in Likut Imran, about the blood with which a person has not done any mitzvahs. That blood is the source of taivas rois and midas rois, all kinds of things. Umishom ikar koyach habechira v'hanisoyon shel kol adam. And that's the source, this is the source of the free choice and the tests that human beings go through. The person has to try to overcome, to defeat that ra, that negative energy that's coming from that blood, which is the negative energy coming from the 70 nations. Not only does he have to subdue and eliminate the evil that's coming from that blood, v'lasos mitzvos u'dvorim shebikdusha, and to try to do mitzvahs and positive things, mikol shkein v'kol shkein, how much more so, sheloi lamalois tavosoi, not to try to satisfy himself and satiate himself with evil desires, with sins. V'shloi la'asei saveres, not to go ahead and perform sins, chas v'shalom. So not only all of that, afgam hu tzorech lehizgaber al hadomim, a Jew has to try to fight and overcome the negative energy in the blood, ad sheyafoich mehepech el hepech, to the point where he turns it around completely, he takes the enemy and makes it into an ally. Dahainu sheyafoich kol chamimas uresichas hadamim elakdusha, to turn around that fire inside of him, that fire of the Yetzahara. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Yitzra, Yitzra Bisha, the Yetzahara, Yitzra is Bigimatria Eish. The Yetzahara is a fire inside of a person, a passion for sin, a fire for sin. The Zohar HaKadosh calls the Yetzahara Chom, the Mechameim Gufei de Barnash. He heats up a person for sin, with desire for sin. So Rabbeinu Zal writes here, not only does the person have to try to do mitzvahs, not only does he have to try to avoid doing averis, but he's got to try to convert that fire inside of him, that fire of sin, to turn it around into a fire of kedusha. Dahainu sheyase hamitzvah v'adover shebikdusha b'chamimus halev u'beislavas godel dikdusha, meaning that when he does a mitzvah, or when he davens, or he does any davar shebikdusha, to do it with a passion, with a fire, hislavus hanimshach mi'adomim shebishsagiden, which comes from that blood that's in those 365 tendons. Shezocho lahachniyam, which he was zochah to subdue the negative energy there, ulahofcha melakdusha, and to convert it to kedusha. V'ze ikar shleimus hamitzvah v'avoida. That's called doing a mitzvah the right way. When a person does a mitzvah like a cold fish, he's learning without any enthusiasm, without any love, without any respect, without... Then chas v'shalom, Rabbeinu Zal calls that sleeping. We mentioned this recently, Rabbeinu Zal, in Torah Samach and Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says there are people who are davening and learning in their sleep, because they're doing it without chiyus. Here, Rabbeinu Zal giving us a detailed description of what we're talking about here. We're talking about a person taking that negative energy that's found in the blood, in the body, in the red, in the Midas Hadin, in the Gevura, and turning it around and injecting it. That becomes the rocket fuel in his mitzvahs, in his learning and davening. He's not learning cold, he's learning on fire. Just like when a person does a sin, chas shom lo yaleinu, he does it with a passionately. So this person does the mitzvah passionately. He's gone completely the opposite way. He davens with an enthusiasm, with a joy. Not like he's in a cemetery. People go into some shuls, it's like going into a morgue. Person goes into a shul to hear people on fire. Ki mi she'oise mitzvah, b'li shum chiyus ve'slavus halev, ein ze shleimus suavoida. Because a person who does a mitzvah without life, without fire, a fire from the heart, that's not shleimus suavoida. That's not really serving Hashem. Ki hu rak kemoi mitzvus anoshim alumoda. He's doing it by rote, out of habit, because that's what he's used to doing. So it comes naturally to him, that kind of thing. V'ikr shleimus u'avoida hu sheyizgaber v'yishtadel sheyase kol ha-mitzvois b'chamimus v'hislavus ha-leiv. The really serving Hashem is when the person does all the mitzvahs with a warmth, with a varamkite, as they say in Spanish, with a varamkite, and with hislavus ha-leiv, his heart is on fire. Shezeh nimshach al yidei bitul hamanias daika. How does a person get that fire? In English, they say, no pain, no gain. Remember? When there's opposition, when a person's being opposed to do a mitzvah, and he's got to fight to do the mitzvah, and he does the mitzvah after the fight or during the fight, then he does that mitzvah with energy, with fire. By the fact that the person had many obstacles and major obstacles opposing him that were coming from that bad blood, and he struggled, he fought those manias, and he overcame them to the point where he turned them around completely. He made them into his allies. He forced them to come over to his side. To the point where when he does the mitzvah, he's doing it with incredible joy and fire. This is what the Gemara says on the pasuk: you should love Hashem with your entire heart. But the Gemara says heart is libcha. Why does it say levavcha? So the Gemara says this means with both of your hearts. A Jew has two hearts. He's got the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hara. B'shnei Yetzarecha. A Jew has to serve Hashem with both Yetzers. B'Yetzer Toiv u'B'Yetzer Hara. Ki ikar shleimus u'avoido she'yafoich ha'Yetzer Hara. Dahainu b'chinas resichas hadamim el ha'kidusha, el avodikdusha. Really serving Hashem, was serving Hashem for real, is turning the Yetzer Hara around completely. Taking that fire in the blood that comes from the side of evil and converting it, using it for ahava d'kedusha, to feel a deep, deep thrill and love in the mitzvahs and in learning Torah and serving Hashem. Bechinas v'yohavtas Hashem b'shnei yitzarecho. D'kishayafoich resichas adomim el ha'kedusha. Because when a person turns around, that fire in the blood, that negative energy in the blood, when he turns it around and makes it a positive force for the Kiddusha, Sheyivar Halev Beshalhuven de Rechimusa Lashem Yisborach, so that his heart should be on fire with a fire of love, a deep, deep love for Hashem, V'oz Smoil Nichlal B'yamin. Then the left side is becoming part of the right side. The left, which is fire, he's taking the fire and plugging it into love. And his love for Hashem is on fire, is intense, high intensity. 6 billion watts, 6 billion degrees. Shehagvurois nichlolin bechesed. The gvuras nichlal in chesed. Bechinas ava, chesed is ava. Ki ikar shleimus suavoido, kishezoichu leehovis Hashem Yisborach, velasois hamitzvah shimchines avo vechesed, b'shnei ha'yitzrim. Because really serving Hashem is when a person is zoichu to love Hashem and to do mitzvahs, which are avo and chesed, with both yitzers. Double barrel, as we say in English, right? Double barrel shotgun. Bebechinas v'yohavta b'shnei yitzarecho, she'oz ho'avo behislavus godoel. Then his love of Hashem is fire, it's passionate. Bebechinas shalhuven derechimusa. That's the terminology that the Zohar HaKadosh uses. A fiery love. What's the pasuk that I'm thinking of in Shir HaShirim that they quote about Erev Shabbos, about taking the hot bath on Erev Shabbos, hot shower? Rishofeho rishbe eis, rishofeho rishbe eis, shalheves ko. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes that pasuk about the fact that on Erev Shabbos, when a person is going from weekday to Shabbos, it's an incredible, incredible aliyah. And when he does that, some of the klipos, klipas noiga, which is good and bad, is able to be brought into the kedusha also. But you have to be careful. You have to separate the good from the bad. The good of noiga can be brought into the kedusha, and the bad you have to be able to discard. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that when that's happening, the other guys see it and they say, "Hey, we want to get in on this too." The other klipos that are ra gomor, they want to come in also. They also want to jump into Shabbos. They also want to come into the... So the Zohar HaKadosh says you need a fire to be able... You need like a pillar of fire, a wall of fire to come down to block them, to slice away the good from the bad within Noiga, and to block those other three klipos that are totally bad from getting in on the deal also, from trying to jump into the Kiddush also. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, when a person takes that hot shower or hot bath on Erev Shabbos, Rechitzas Mayim Chamin, by you taking the hot or warm bath here, You turn on the heat over there. You draw that Risha Shalheves Ko, that fire, that heavenly fire that comes down, that slices away, that draws a line of demarcation between the Noiga and the other three Klipois, not allowing the others to get in. So again, that's this term Shalhuven Derechimusa. It's a fire of love. It's a fire coming from love. Usually, fire, people associate fire with anger, hate, kill, you know. But there's the other kind of fire. There's Shalhivusin Derechimusa. Rechimusa means love. Vezebechinas, and this is what the. And this is what the pasuk says: Ki azo kamoves ahavo, the love is as powerful as death. Koshe kishoil kino, the jealousy is as powerful as sheol. Sheol is like Gehenna. Rishofeho rishfeish. This is the pasuk I just quoted. Rishofeh rishfeish shalheves ko. And then it goes on to say: Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lachaboy sesuavo. All the water in the world cannot extinguish the love. The love is such a fire, you can pour an ocean on it, it ain't going to put out that fire, that fiery love. Sheze nimshach meresichas hadomim. Ah, shetiyeh ho'avol Hashem yizborach bebchinas rishpeyesh. That the fire, the love for Hashem should be like a raging fire. Sheze nimshach meresichas hadomim, which comes from the boiling blood inside a person, shemahapchem el kedusha, which the person is converting to kedusha, sheze bechinas sheoyavim es Hashem yisborach gamim hayetzahara. This is the concept of loving Hashem with the yetzahara. I'm bringing him into the. I'm putting him into the cake also. In the cake, you have sugar, and sometimes you put salt into the cake also. A person will say, "What are you crazy? Who puts salt into a cake? Are you nuts?" And we know that sometimes a recipe needs the sugar and the here also. So love of Hashem requires soul, it requires fire. Vizehu ki azo kamoves avo. Look what the pasuk compares the love to death. Sheikar shlemu soavo alide ayet sahora shu sitra demoiso kishnesape chalakdusha. Really loving Hashem is, it's not enough you love Hashem with your yetzer toiv. Really loving Hashem is when you took your Yetzirah and you got him into the deal too. You brought him into the deal. And he's also involved in your love for Hashem. You've taken his fire and you've converted it to a force of love for Hashem. Kanal. Kamashikosov Rabbeinu Zal Balikutei Tanino B'Simen Memtes. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Mantani B'Simen Tes, Shehu Maile Gedoyla Kishyesh Lodem Yetzirah. Rabbeinu Zal Thayer explains that it's a tremendous benefit so long as a person has the Yetzirah. Because without the Yetzirah, you can't get this fire. This fire, the address for it is the Yitzra Bisha. You want fire, you got to go to him, get his fire, and bring it into the Kedusha. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says, he puts it in such a powerful way. In order for a person to produce children, you need Aver. The Aver has to be Chai. That's the terminology in the Gemara. An Aver Chai is Moilid. An Aver Mace, when the organ, when that part of the body is hard, it's Chai, it can produce children. When it's Mace, when it's dead, it cannot. That's the wording in the Gemara. It's a known item. So the Baal Shem Tov says, regarding tefillah, regarding praying to Hashem, regarding doing a mitzvah, Aver Chai is Moilid. If you're doing the mitzvah with life, with Chiyus, with Islavus, it's Moilid. It can produce. It can produce children. It can generate fire. It can do all kinds of constructive things. Aver Meis, Einoi Moilid Chas V'Shom. This is the importance. And this takes us to all kinds of things. This takes us to the story in Sipurei Maaseis, the story of the rabbi who had the only child, who was learning and davening, but something was missing. Something was missing and he didn't know what it was. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here what it could be. That a person could be learning and davening and his Yetzer Tov is wonderful, but because he hasn't been zoicha to convert his Yetzer Hara to Toiv, his Yetzer Toiv is weak. Because people don't know that the battery power in the Yetzer Toiv is 50%. You want the Yetzer Tov to be on full battery, you got to take the Yetzer Hara and plug him into the Yetzer Tov. Then suddenly the needle goes to 100. Then the Yetzer Hara is at full volume.